Parents can't make machmesit. No, the minchas nesachim, you only have the flour and the shemen. So the shemen is may peris, it's the peris of the olives, so that does not make it into chametz. But that speaks out. For shar medochas, you do without renew, clear that you'll have to put water inside it. So that's the shalom, when you put water inside it, make sure it doesn't become chametz. But the minchas nesachim, the havim in the riz, you can't have any water. You only have to have shemen. If so, what's the shalom not to let it become chametz? It can't become chametz anyway. Just flour and oil cannot become chametz. So Mara says, no, I'm a Rosh Lakish, I'm a Rosh Rabbi Yosef Lili, that Minchas Nesachim, Megavlo v'mayim m'ksheira, that you're allowed to put water into the Minchas Nesachim. True, you have to have flour and oil, but you're allowed to put some water in there. That's enough community. When you put water inside there, now you have to be careful, it does not become chametz. You have to be careful. Therefore, this issa not to make a mincha into chametz applies also to Minchas Nesachim. Now the Gemara asks, Lechem Aponim Midas Yovishi. Let's see, the Lechem Aponim, the flour, when they first measured off the flour, it's a dry measurement. So they measured it in a dry, in a clear that measures dry, Yovishi. If so, Vishamano Leila Rabbi Kiva. We hear that Rabbi Kiva Shita is the Yom that he says, Midas Yovish Lenis Kachom. That a midah, a measuring cup that measures off something dry, does not have a Kedushas Aguf to it. It's not a Klisharus. If so, the question is, how could it be Kibbutz Dashim before that would be Mar by the Lechem upon him? When the Pasuk says, Mikol HaMincha Shetek Rivu, is the Rabbis even the Lechem upon him also applies Nisa Chometz? Why is there a Nisa Chometz by the Lechem upon him? The Lechem upon him first gets his Kedusha when it goes on the Shulchan, that after it's baked already. But beforehand, it was not put into a Klisharis. You measure it in a Midas HaLach, and according to Rabbi Kiva, it has no Kedusha. So since the mincha has no kedusha yet, there should be no issa to make it chametz, like a first ketzas kedusha when it goes on the shulchan. If so, whatever you do to it before, should not apply the issa of chametz. So Gemara says, if so, enechnami, that it was that sholach, the gish should be rabavin, sholach rabavin mishmeid rabbi yechanan, that kachi hatzosha mishna, enechnami, this is the way you're supposed to learn the price we had before, and the epech, change it around. And the pshat and the drush are like this. When the pasuk says, Ashetak Rivu, that there's an issa to make a mincha into chametz, l'rabbis lechem aponim lechimut divu Rabbi Yosef Lili. And the chlamis, Rabbi Yosef Lili that makes this type of a drush. And no talk called even the midas, Hayovish was Kodesh. Therefore the flour has a kedusha to it, therefore there's a love not to make that flour of the lechem aponim into chametz. That's Rabbi Yosef Lili. But in the chlamis, according to Rabbi Kiva, you do not make such a drush. What does Rabbi Kiva do with this pasuk? Rabbi Kiva says, "L'rabbis minchas nesachim lechimutz." The chiddush is that a minchas nesachim, even though the whole thing is kulik kol, the whole thing is burnt, still there's an issa not to let that door become chametz. Like we had before, even though it's with meperis, it's with shemin, but since if you put some water in, still it's kosher. So when you put water into the flour, you have to be careful to make sure it does not rise, does not become into chametz. And the Gemara says now, the Oz the Rabbi Yochanan l'taymei, and Rabbi Yochanan goes according to his own time. Now, that Rabbi Yochanan changes around the girsa, and he says that Rabbi Yosef Aglili is the one that's marba lechem upon him. So it comes out according to Rabbi Yosef Aglili, he holds that a midas hayovish is kodesh. So that's Rabbi Yochanan l'shitasai. That Rabbi Yosef Aglili, the yechod mitamidei, Rabbi Yishmael amru dover echod. And Rabbi Yosef Lili and one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Shmuel said the same thing. Omani, who is that Talmud? Rabbi Yashia. What do they say? The Tani will learn like this. When the Pasuk says, Vayimoshchom v'yikadishoysom. So Vayimoshchom, you anointed them with oil, and then v'yikadishoysom, you will makadish them. So Rabbi Yashia Oimer, Midas halach nimshach bein mibifnim bein mibachutz. On Midas halach, you want to measure something liquidy, you could be nimshachit inside the base of Midas or outside. Because these Midas, these measuring cups, the Rashi says of a lach, that's a hin, a chatzi hin, that used for measuring, so when they were nimshach, when they anointed that clear, the measuring cup, it could be anointed both inside the base of Midas or both outside. Ma'ashenkin of Yashio's Midas Yovish, a cup that's used to measure off Yovish, then nimshach ubefnim, you have to make the Mashiach inside the base of Midas, that's where you have to anoint that clear. Because it's called the klisharis, and therefore v'ein nim shechum v'vachutz. you're not allowed to anoint that kli outside. So, kopanim, we see the Rabbi Yashi holds that he holds that a midas sayovish does have kedusha to it, and therefore the nimshach has to dafka be bifnim. So it's good that Rabbi Yechon is the one that says that Reb Yosef Lili holds like Rabbi Yashi. So that's what I was saying before. Rabbi Yechon is the one that says that Yosef Lili is the one that darshins that lechem aponim has to be has an issa chomis to it, because since it has its kedusha from its midas hayovish, therefore it has a lav of chomis also. So it's good that Rabbi Yosef Lili holds like Rabbi Yashi. That's his shita. However, Reb Yonason and Reb Yonason argues in Rabbi Yashi and holds no. Rabbi Yonason Oimer, he says like this, that midas halach, the measuring cups that you use to measure of the oil, liquid, nimshechum mibifnim, he also does have kedusha, and therefore they have to anoint the daf inside the base of midas, and therefore the ein nimshechum mivachutz, you're not allowed to anoint it outside because they wouldn't get its kedusha outside. What about midas yovish? What about the cups you use to measure of flour, you measure of something that's yovish dry? He holds, Rabbi Yonason holds, you do not have to be be anointed at all, because he holds the midas hayovish do not give any kedusha at all. And tedaloch, where's the Yonason's proof that a midas hayovish has no kedusha? Sherei ein mekadeshes, because it has no kedusha the flour unless it's baked. After it's baked, it first gets the kedusha. Now the tanner is what's mekadesh it, not before. What's his proof? The pasuk says by bikurim. That this should be bikurim. So it's not really bikurim, it means here the shtei lechem. But the pasuk calls the shtei lechem, you bring bikurim lashem. So Rabbi Yonason holds, ein mosai hein lashem, when does the shtei lechem have its kedusha? Only liyachas shenefa, only after it was baked. In other words, the kelim that we use to measure it off, those kelim were not kli asheres, they did not have kedusha in it. Therefore, it does not have to be anointed at all. It first receives its kedusha when it's baked in the oven. The oven, that's the kli that's mekadesh it. So that's Rabbi Yonason Shita. Ve'elech nami Rabbi Yashi holds, not like that, Rabbi Yashi holds that the midas hayovish has kedusha and it is mekadesh what goes inside it. And therefore, the mashiach has to be done b'davka inside the azara. So it's good that Rabbi Yechonin says, both Rabbi Yosef Lili and Rabbi Yashi say the same thing. Now the Gemara says, what's the machlokes of Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Yashi? Be'oisam. When the pasuk says the word be'oisam, Rabbi Yashi is over oisam lemuta midas yovesh pachutz. Oisam means, it says Rashi oisam b'fnim, means shel kli mashma, you need the kelim inside. So, that a midas yovesh cannot be done outside. The Kedusha has to be, the Meshich has to be done inside, because it has a Shem Kli Sharas to it. And therefore the flour that goes into it later receives Kedusha. Priyab Yenison Savano, Midas Yavesh Cholhu. He holds Midas Yavesh Cholhu, has no Kedusha at all. Layitzra Krola Mute. I do not need a Pesach to say that Kli HaYavesh, you cannot be Moshech outside. Shita you could, it's Chol. Kiyitzra Krola, we don't need a Pesach for. Lamute midas lach mivachutz. The chiddush of the pasuk is that a midas, a measuring cup that you measure off the oil, the revias tehin, chav tehin, that the kedusha has to, the mashiach has to be done inside and not outside. So it should come out now. Lema, let's say lema nami Rabbi Kiva, the yechma tamidu Rabbi Shmuel Amar Dovr Echad. Why don't we say now to Rabbi Kiva that the one that says that the midas hayovish has no kedusha to it? He goes like also one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Shmuel. Omani, who was that? Rabbi Yonason. So why don't we say that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yonason hold the same way? Just like Rabbi Yechonin said that Rabbi Yosi Aglili and Rabbi Yashi hold the same way, that it does have Kedusha, the Midas Hayovish. So why don't we say that Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yonason both have the same Shita, that the Midas Hayovish does not have Kedusha? So Mar says, no, Mishum Deloy Shavu, the Midas Lach Ladodi. There is, by the Midas Halach, they do not agree. Enoch and Rami, they both agree by Midas Hayovish, that has no Kedusha, but by Midas Halach, here there's a Machlaikis. Rashi says, Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Yonason and Midas Lach. Because Rabbi Yonason says that Midas Lach gets Kedusha Mibifnim, but not outside. Rabbi Kiva Savano, Bimifnim, Bimachutz Neskacho, the Perak Shte Midas Rabbi Gamor later. So therefore, since they do not have the exact same Shitas, Rabbi Yekiva and Reb Yenison, that's Reb Yechon does not say they hold the same way. Even though as far as Midas HaYavish goes, they do hold the same thing, but since as far as Midas HaLach goes, it's not the same Shita, he does not compare them together. Oh, Malay Rav Popolei Abayo, Voika Bisa Delachu, there's this kli called the Bisa, it's like the kneading pot, where they used to knead the Shtei Lechem. And that Bisa was also a kli that used to measure lach with. So the kitzah was a kli sharis, and still the dough of the lechem aponim went into it. So Gemara says like this, no, Amalei, Kagoyin Shalash, Agave Katavla. Here we're talking about where the Lisha, they needed it, stam on a piece of skin, Rashi says, that has no Kedusha to it. So that was a kasha on the kli sharis, like when you first measure it out, the kelim you measure it in was with a midas hayovish that has no kedusha. I let it when you knead it out. It doesn't badafka have to be done on a kli sharis. It could be done some on a piece of skin. So that's the question. Yochi, if so, to call Malay Reb Yenison. That's what they said to Reb Yenison. That teidlach bring your proof. Shireina mikadeshes. It has no kedusha. Now, as in the more before, the Yenison want to bring a raya that a midas hayovish has no kedusha at all, because the pasuk says. First that the Kedusha was first called after the Afi when they baked it, but before when they measured it had no Kedusha. That's the Rabbi Yenison's proof that a Midas HaYavish has no Kedusha. So Moriah should have asked back. So like Rabbi Yasha should have asked back to Rabbi Yenison, what's your ayah? He should have said back, Lamer, they should have answered back to Rabbi Yenison and said, could go into Kailu be Yisar in the Choyl? Maybe there's a case without talking about where they put the Yisar and they first measured off in a Choldeka measurement cup. If they would have done it in a regular measuring cup, maybe then it would have been a kadashit. So what's the right there? It has no kadusha. If you tell me that it's possible sometimes doing a different type of a kli, maybe there also. So what was Yenison's raya? From the fact the pasuk said that the shtei lechem first has its kadusha. B'shachti afiyo, maybe then when they measured it, they used the keli shochel. Samor says, no, that's not a good teretz. Hochi yash, what does one have to do with the other? Bishleim a bisa like kasser rachmano to levet bisa lemelish bay. Peshas you're kneading the dough. The Torah doesn't say what type of a kli you have to use to knead. So even though there was a bisa kli shoris to use, sometimes they could do it on skin. It doesn't madafka have to be the kneading to be done in a kli shoris. So therefore we say kilash lo agave ketav lo les lombo. If they made the lisha of the shtei lechem with lechem upon him on top of a piece of skin, it'd also be good. Ela, but over here, when they measured off the lechem upon them, Eli Sorin, that's that you have to have the exact amount of an Isorin of flour. That it says in the Torah. Torah says, V'Isorin Seilis. If so, Kibun the Amrachmon, since the Torah says, in Isorin, Ovid Isorin, the Kayobei. So you have to measure it in the Isorin, that's the Klisharis, you have to measure it. So that's Thomas Tavar to say that Shavik Isorin the Kredish. The cow be so in the chil, that's not mistavril. Like if that's Reb Yenison's raya, that if you want to tell me like you Reb Yeshia that the Yisorin, this Midas HaYovish has kedusha to it, how is it possible to leave it over that kli shoris that you're supposed to use and use a kli chil? Because the Torah talks about the measuring of the Yisorin. So that's Reb Yenison's raya, know that there's no such kedusha on the kli Yisorin, on the kli HaYovish that you measure off dry things with. It has no kedusha. So there, it's a good proof. Because if there would have been a kli sharis of measuring yavish, pshita, you would have to use it. You cannot use something else. It's only here by kneading, even though there is a kli sharis to knead with, but the Torah doesn't talk about the kneading. Therefore, the kneading would not have to dafka be done in the bisa. There you could do it agabe kitavla. Now the Gemara says, Tana Rabban and Melodin Abrais like this. Minan harabonotis say, lemalo mi bosa chatis. If somebody takes the meat of a korban chatis, or mibosa roshim, or the meat from a korban roshim that's supposed to be eaten by the kohanim, or else mibosa kodesh kadoshim, or mikodesh kalim, or else mimoisa oimer. If you take the leftover of the oimer that's supposed to be eaten, that's the shirayim that's left over from the kohanim that the kohanim are allowed to eat, or else mimoisa shtei lechem from the leftover of the shtei lechem. Let's see what that means. The moisa shtei lechem, or milechem aponim from lechem aponim. Or else umi shirei menachos from all the rest of the shirayim left over of a mincha. How do we know to say shuba lo yisasei that there's a law not to burn it? In other words, you're only allowed to burn what the mitzvah is to burn. But if the mitzvah is to eat it, you're not allowed to burn it, even agav yamizbeach. How do I know to say there's a law not to burn it? Talmud Lemon, this the pasuk says, ki chol sor b'chol devash tesektiv remen uishel Hashem. So we dashin kol shum imen uliyishim hareya b'bal tektiru. Anytime there's something that's supposed to be burnt, so only that is supposed to be burnt. But the rest of it is allowed not to burn it. Like Rashi says, kol shum imen uliyishim kol shol kfar imen ulamizbeach. Any part of it that went on the mizbeach already. All right, turn over. Continue on the other side. We're holding the bottom of the Nun Zayin on the base. Again, that how do we know to say these things? If you burn them, there's overlap. So Talmud Lema, the Pesuk says, Ki chol sor v'chol devach le'sektiv imenu ishel Hashem, which we dash in, kol shum imenu li'ishim harei v'bach taktiru. That any time you have part of it that was already put on the Mizbeach, and the leftover is supposed to be eaten, if you go and burn it, there's a special lav. See, also these things have part of it that the kmitza that was burnt on the Mizbeach, so the rest of it is a lav not to burn it. Now, ushtei ha-lechem v'lechem aponim yesh lem li'ishim. For the Makasha, there's nothing li'ishim. The shtei ha-lechem, the whole thing is eaten by the Kanim. And the lechem aponim, also the whole thing is eaten by the Kanim. So there's nothing that was put on the Mizbeach. So I don't know there's a lav on these two to burn them also. For a time we learned, Yotzo shtei lechem, lechem aponim, shein mem li'ishim. That no, there's no lav if you put the shtei lechem on the Mizbeach and burn it. Because no part of it has a mitzvah to be burnt. The lav is only if there's a mitzvah to burn part of it, so the other part you're not allowed to burn on the Mizbeach. But here by the shtei lechem, there's no mitzvah at all to burn any part of it. So maybe there's no lav at all to burn it. The pshat should be, the gist should be, ein meguf liishim. That's the pshat. Means anything that has no part of it to be burnt on the Mizbeach, so there's also a lav not to burn it. That's so Rashi is masva like this. That the bright says yotzu shtei lechem lechem ponim shem hem liishim, and therefore with dashin is no mitzvah hagosha. There's only hagosha to mincha that part of it is burnt, but on the shtei lechem and lechem upon no part of it is burnt. There's no mitzvah hagosha. That's also the mitzvah hagosha. But negated to this Israel that komimenu liishim you're not allowed to burn it. Here also applies you're not allowed to burn this shtei lechem and lechem uponim. Rashi says avolinyan aktora shirayim lenu dechsidut shirayim. Why the kvosim by the shtei lechem also bezichem and lechem aponim matir neisan? So there are things that are matir the shtei lechem and lechem aponim, and those things taka are burnt the shnei kvosim and the shnei bezichem. Therefore, you have this law not to burn the left, not to burn the shtei lechem and the lechem aponim. Itmo, not like this. Hamala mikulim. If somebody takes one of these things that we said is a law not to burn it, and he just put it on top of the kevis, hamala mikulim agabi akevis. So you take the menachas, you take the shrayim of the mincha, you take the bosa kochim kodoshim, the bosa kochim kalim, and you do not put it on top of the mizbeach, but just put it on top of the keves. Are you chayiv or not? So b'yechra no mechayiv, yes, you chayiv for this alone. Rashi says, it's considered kilu hela ala mizbeach. There's a lav on these things not to put on top of the mizbeach. So we're then putting on the plank, the keves growing up, is also b'chlad alav. We have lezer on the pot, lezer says, no, you potter. The Tanya we learned, Hamizbeach. There's a lav not to put these things on top of the Mizbeach. Ainly yellow Mizbeach. I only know there's a lav on the Mizbeach. Keves to me, man. How do you know there's even a lav not to put it on the keves on the plane going up? Talmud Lema, the Pesuk says, Yellow Mizbeach, lo yellow le rotzen. Yellow Mizbeach. Rashi says, the Samech lo yatir menu, Isha. So, mashma, anything going up, anything going up to the Mizbeach is called a lav. However, of Lezer Potter, why my time with Yom Kippur, the Pesuk says, Soru Devash, Korban Reshes Takrivu, Oysom. That is a Diak Oysom, is Oysom, only these two things. The Sor, and that's by the Shtei Lechem, and by the Devash, that's by the Vikurim, that these two things, the Rivu Lechor Keves Kemizbech, and these two, we said that even putting on the Keves is also the Avera. Avamidach Rivaloi, but the other things, there's no Avera putting it on the Keves. The Aveira is only putting it on the Mizbech itself. Rashi explains, Sor, Bikurim, that the Beis HaLechem comes from Sor, and the Bikurim is from Devash. And of these things, the Pesuk says, Korban, Reishis, Takribu, Oysam, Dainu, Shtei HaLechem, Minasor, Dechsiv, Chomet, Yafenu, Reishis Mikri Tehein Reishis Techol HaMelachis Haboyis Mitzvu Hashem Azu. It's the first mincha that comes from this new crop. Yechzir Be Michas Chadosh V'kuri Min Advash V'yikri Reishis V'kuri Ad Masecha. Sehar Lechud Rebim Lei Kevitz K'mizbech Yechzir Be Mizbech Leyalu. Only have these two things, the Shtei Alechem and Bikurim. There's a special law not to even bring it on the Kevis. Now, Shem and Yizodim, Menachis, there they have Eruz only to put it on top of the Mizbeach, but not just to put it on top of the Kevis. So, Moses says, Rabbi Yechon, if so, Hai Oysim, Aya